Okay, so Talking Head, you know, the conspiracy series here. Are there conspiracies out there or not? I mean, I want to know. It almost seems now there's a conspiracy to tell us about conspiracies. I'm looking at the American conspiracy, the Octopus Murders on Netflix, and I mean, my gosh. Here I'm sitting up in Sweden, recently looking more and more at that Wild West over there. Of course, when you look at this, you might go, or someone might say, well, it's just a conspiracy theory, you know. The octopus, but the people interviewed here are top level Justice Department officers, or whatever you call them. Police, journalists, brothers of journalists that died in very strange ways. I mean, it's as fact-based as I can see. And again, and you heard it before, the JFK thing, and the who else? Where things all point from this direction and that direction to things done by more or less the same people and I guess, well, makes sense that if you get too close to certain people there in the real high power elite of the land of the free, which really seems to, as some said, mean the freedom to exploit others and discriminately. Well, then you might end up in a bathtub in a motel somewhere with your two wrists slit. And the police, of course, routinely dismissing it as a suicide. Anyway, that's not the point. The point is, you know, we are, it's not just me. you got Tucker Carlson, what he's talking, I mean, he's going out just straight there on TuckerCarlson.com and he's interviewing these big military men, I mean, heavy names, who are saying that our nation is now being ruled by this well, what is it they call it? Deep state. And I mean, even to a guy sitting here in a little country, which is anyway now basically selling itself out to those guys over there too, scratching my head wondering what happened with the neutral Social Democrat Sweden. And then I visit China and say, well, it looks like these people are now embracing social democrat system, selling out state-owned businesses left and right, even to the relatives of my then Chinese wife. So I saw it firsthand. And what's going on in the world? And over there, in the land of the free and the brave and the greatest and all of that, well, I guess we're simply seeing the next stage of what used to be capitalism. Which that, what is it, finance minister or whatever he was of Greece, writes in his book, is now turning into a new kind of feudalism. If you don't know what feudalism is, that part of history is worth reading up on. Let's take it quickly. In his book, How Europe Underdeveloped Africa, so-and-so writes, explains, because he's African, and a learned one at that, the development of the societies there in Africa that originally you had what he calls communalism, where groups of people gather around families. Of course, and mix with other families through marriage and so on, and friendship, and eventually developing into a community. A village or something, or several villages. And it was a very strong community because people, everyone in it, worked not just for themselves, me, I mean mine, but for for us, because we're family, right? We're friends. And that's where the word Ubuntu comes from that we spoke about here before. But anyway, then, and this was before the Europeans came, on their colonial quest. Power people, often with armies and all of that, took control over the land, saying these fields that you're not growing your food on belongs to the Lord, landlord, whatever. Or the king, but you can borrow it and grow your food on it and then pay taxes. And the army grows, and that's the way it goes. But then, of course, eventually, the people feeling exploited by those lords, and we've got it all over Europe at that time. Make their revolution. We got the French Revolution there, and others. And then you got the farmers and business class ruling. Capitalism and the freedom of each one. To create their own fortune. Well, good and well, but then eventually it became clear that that freedom also included the freedom to exploit others and make them unfree. Which is then, of course, best done with power of and profits. Enter communism, socialism, rather extreme, those extreme over there in the east, here in Sweden, turning into social democracy. Which kind of makes sense, because we're putting all that which everyone, all citizens should need, such as housing, travel facilities, hospitals, schools, and so on, under the control of a government elected by the people, to to keep them from going corrupt, but then allowing free businesses too. My father had one. From the late 50s and on. A little factory making clothes with some employees. Had got a fair salary and seemed satisfied. And it was all honest, fairly benevolent business. And of course, in the 70s, my father's and his brother's companies were killed off by huge corporations, that had clothes made at a fraction of the cost. In so-called development countries, with locally maintained slaves, cheaper than shipping them over the ocean. So when you stand there and you see all of this, and these documentaries, and these wars going on today, always some war here and there, so that huge military-industrial complexes can make a lot of money, and the ones in the rich club can be protected and maintain their sovereignty. Well, then you again scratch your head and think, what's going on? Or rather, how can so many people not see what's going on? Because it's just same old story. But now again, as the next phase of that capitalism, imperialism, turning into something else, a global oligarchy, or several competing just performing a real good show for us, for our entertainment. so that we shut up, do our work. Enjoy our senses. And everyone is happy. But you know, if you go conspiracy theories, but then start to learn about these people up there, generally close, they're around the presidents, big business people, huge money involved, strange connections between them. Strange interests among them in killing off leaders here and there, taking control over this and that region of the world. Yeah, you start to wonder. Well, anyway, I'm a fact kind of guy. I like facts. So I like to look at, and I tell that to my kids too. Just look at it from both sides. Look at those other documentaries here that someone will tell you is a conspiracy theory. It may be, meaning that it's not based in facts that you can check. Dreamt up by someone. So we got to learn to distinguish between a conspiracy theory and something that is real. Because if we can't, then again, it's easy to make us believe this thing, that thing, by just telling us that, no, that's a conspiracy theory. Don't listen to it. Don't even read it or look at it. Bad, bad, bad people. So, anyway, we're not going to dig into these and get ourselves killed or whatever, but what we're going to try to do here is to look a bit deeper. What's really going on? I mean, yeah, there are these big, big guys and girls here, up there. And oh yeah, they can get any one of us killed if they so want. Big deal. But why? I mean, are they happy? Actually, you know, these, that's what we need to look at, the deeper underlying factors here. What makes us think in certain ways, and how that way of those ways of thinking, of course, direct our action, which are shaping the world, making it into what it is today and what it will be in the future. That's where we need to look. And yep, that's where we are looking, right here. An inside looking out.